What about divorce, remarriage, and abuse? Let's talk about it on Key Life.
This is Key Life, dedicated to the message that the only people who get any better are those who know that if they don't get any better, God will still love them anyway. That teaching raises a lot of questions, so here's author and seminary professor Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from ForgeBibleStudy.com, with answers from the Bible that'll make you free.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Yeah. And that's so much better because you're here.
to share the abuse.
Share the guilt and the abuse.
Yeah.
No, man, I do appreciate. You know, you've done this for a long,
I know,
long time.
I don't know how many years, but too many that we don't want to talk about.
No, there we really don't.
Yeah.
Our producer, Jeremy, was praying for us before we started, and he said, give them wisdom beyond their years. And then he said, even though it's a lot of years.
That's right.
So, at any rate, that's Pete Allinson. Go to ForgeTruth.com. That's right, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, man, you got it.
And you can get all things Pete Allinson. If you don't have his book, Like Father, Like Son, that's a life-changing book. You ought to get it. You can get it at Key Life or Amazon or Barnes & Noble or most good bookstores. Don't patronize them if they don't have it. And Pete comes in every Friday, and as we said, it's been a lot of years. And we sit down and honestly answer questions that you send. And we love your questions. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7. And you can hit the right button and record your question. And sometimes we put your voice on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794. Or you can write Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And those are touch points where you could help us financially if God leads you to do that. If he does, I promise we'll be as faithful with your gift as you were in giving it. And we understand when you can't. And by the way, there's a new thing. They just told me about it, and I don't understand it, but it works. If you'd like to give by using your smartphone, you can text Key Life at 28950. That's 28950, and just follow the instructions. We make it easy for you. And if you can't do it, we certainly understand. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then we'll get to some of these questions.
All right, let's do it. Father, we do come to you at the end of this day, thankful, actually at the end of this week, thankful that we can pray. And Lord, what an energizing thing it is to know that we can come before the one who created us, the one who's provided for us all these years, the one who's redeemed us, and the one who holds on to us every day of our life. And so we praise you for your power, your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. And Lord, we honor you. We pray that, Lord, not that you would make everything go our way, but that you would make everything go your way and that we would be able to be in the flow of your plan. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we pray for our pastors and teachers and leaders and worship directors and missionaries and tech teams and all those that really are crucial in leading your people in worship. Lord, bring us all back together and enable us to glorify your name together. Thanks for Steve. Thanks for this ministry and all those behind the scenes here at Key Life. And now we commit this time of Q&A to you as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this is an email. It says, what does the Bible teach about divorce, remarriage, and abuse?
Yeah, well, this is, you got a standard sermon on this, man.
Oh,
right?
I do. I kidded about it. I've said, look, if you've been divorced for whatever reason, I don't want you to listen to anything I'm going to say for the next 25 minutes. In the last 5 minutes, I'm going to talk to you. And then in the first 25 minutes, I tell them they're going to lose their salvation if they get a divorce and that no Christian would ever do that. And you can't get, and if you do it, I'll come after you. And then the last 5 minutes, I say, if you've been there, there's no unforgivable sin. Mm. God starts with where you start.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. This isn't just marriage and divorce and remarriage.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with abuse. Mm-hmm. And there are those who say, I don't care how much you've been abused. That's mostly said to women or sometimes to men. You're stuck forever because mm-hmm. that's what the Bible teaches. And I frankly don't think it does,
right.
But you can speak to that.
No,
issue.
I agree with you. I think, sexual infidelity breaks, doesn't necessarily irreparably break the marriage bond if there can be forgiveness, but the provision for divorce is there because of how it breaks the marriage bond.
Yeah.
And I think abuse is in the same category.
Oh, I do too. I really do. And I've had to often, and I'm sure you have too, to deal with that issue in couples.
Yeah.
And with somebody that just can't leave because they don't believe God would honor that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they continue to be abused, continue to be hurt. And I agree with you. And I think also in that kind of situation, the leadership of the church needs to be involved.
It really does. Yeah. It really does, Steve. You're right. And I would say to men, if you are abusing, if you are an abuser of your wife, then the reality is you got to take yourself by the shirt, the collar, and get help. And you got to say, I got to stop this. I got to break this cycle. And you know, there's a possibility you could save your marriage, but you got to take responsibility. Grace can help you can forgive you and provide the energizing power for transformation, but you got to jump into it.
Yeah, you really do. And sometimes that's not going to happen.
Right.
Sometimes, and this is often something with the wife.
Yeah.
I think the elders need to step in, uphold her.
Yep.
And give her permission to do what the permission of the church, and mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
In allowing her to move. And Paul says that the one who was offended in talking about sexual unfaithfulness is no longer bound.
Mm-hmm.
So the remarriage issue then comes up. And Deuteronomy 24, where Moses taught on that,
yeah,
he said that he was very clear that remarriage was a part of the deal. In fact, if you remarried without getting a divorce, then you were guilty. Mm-hmm. And so that was the text that they referred to mm-hmm. when they asked Jesus the question.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about divorce, but he was also talking about the concept of putting away,
mm-hmm.
which meant a husband could kick her out, never give her a certificate of divorce, and he was free to remarry, and she was free to be nothing but a prostitute.
That's right. So Jesus, as well as the Old Testament, tried to break that notion.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, abuse is a major problem, and you guys, don't put up with it.
That's right.
Make sure it's real abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not when your husband's angry or your wife's angry. I mean, that's a part of being married.
Right.
But when real abuse is taking place, you need to deal with it mm-hmm. on both sides.
Right.
Okay. Our country's in the midst of losing our entire moral foundation. You and I were just talking about
that back in my study. Yeah.
You hear people speak of the problem, but nothing seems to ever be done to fix it. And it's only getting worse. So why aren't any Christian leaders banding together and starting a movement to save Christianity and the morality of our nation?
You know, that is a fascinating point. And I think initially my comment is that really the evangelical church, the Bible-believing conservative church, is divided significantly along social issues and moral issues. And so we don't have our collective house in order. I don't know who is going to do that. I am thinking about that, though, too. I don't know. Maybe you're going to start the movement, Steve.
No, I'm not.
You know?
That's kind of a, it's like saying that there are people dying of hunger in the world, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, that makes you feel guilty, but it's not very helpful. Mm-hmm. What do you say to a hungry, poor world? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with it? And it's a false sword that's used to create guilt and condemnation. Of course. We need to speak truth. And we need to speak it clearly with the platforms that we've been given.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I were talking about Chuck Colson.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name of that book. But in it, he was talking about the new dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this 25 years ago before it had become so prominent and so real to all of us.
That's true.
And he said that in the past, during the dark ages, that's another name for the Middle Ages,
mm-hmm.
that Christians backed off, and they began to form communities, monasteries, places where they would gather and practice their faith, and they waited. And he said when the thing was in shambles, and it always is,
mm-hmm.
then the Christians came out with the light they had, and people listened.
Yep, that's right.
And I think there's something to be said for that.
I do, too. And I think that, in addition, just to follow up what you said, that a lot of us as Christians are not using our platform. We always want to do the mass thing. We always want to do the big thing. Well, what about just being a friend to your neighbor, loving your neighbor? And when they say things with which you disagree and you have some truth, speak into it. It's risky, but that's how the gospel spreads, and that's how it spread the first time.
And God honors that.
That's right.
And I've asked the same question.
Yeah.
You know, I've said, you know, I have a pastor friend in the Midwest that I write to pretty regularly,
mm-hmm.
and he has started a whole new movement. And I want to encourage him, and I have. But I'm afraid that it's not going to be as successful as he thinks it is.
Mm.
It's hard to move a nation.
Yeah.
And it's easy to make people feel guilty by saying you're not moving the nation.
Yeah.
And things are as they are because we have a sovereign God.
Uh-huh.
And if we're faithful, the light will shine. But we've always been in a minority. We just know it now. So... you know, there aren't any good old days when everybody loved Jesus and walked with him, I don't think.
That's right.
And that may be a cynical approach.
No, I think that's absolutely true.
Listen, guys, I thought maybe we'd get one or two other questions. No way. We got to go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.